We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Weed's legal in California, right?
Yes, it is, both recreationally and medicinally.
It'll explain a lot. The Mercury News, based in Santa Clara.
I think it really does explain a lot with this article.
California. Their first line of a story reads, Joe Montana, Alex Smith, D. Ford.
What?
Didn't even cross my mind that D. Ford is going to San Francisco and all the trades that have happened with San Francisco. You didn't even factor that in, right? Me
neither.
Didn't even factor that in.
No.
But the Mercury News, it did. They were getting a little nostalgic. Mm-hmm. Think about all these trades that have happened involving the Chiefs and the Niners. And the actual headline of the story is, can D. Ford rival Joe Montana deal in 49ers Chiefs history?
No.
Pass rusher comes with great expectations, just as former 49ers quarterback or two did in their day in trades to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I think D. Ford's going to have that kind of impact on San Francisco?
No.
That, like, Joe Montana did to Kansas City?
D. Ford will be lucky to learn the playbook by year three.
That's insane. One, he's a pass rusher. These are quarterbacks.
Right.
And also, like when the franchise got Joe Montana, we know what it did for the franchise.
Changed the entire shape of the franchise.
D. Ford's just a pass rusher that helps out their defense.
Correct. He's not a guy that is going to change the shape of the franchise and take them from meh to wow. All of a sudden now you're on the map. That's just not the way a pass rusher of D. Ford's capability is going to be able to do it like Joe Montana was able to do it. First and foremost, you're comparing Joe Montana, who was the greatest of all time at what he did. Remember when Joe Montana played? He was the best ever until Tom Brady came along and now has six Super Bowl rings. So he replaced Joe Montana as the best ever. But at the time, Joe Montana was the greatest of all time. I don't think anybody is saying right now that D. Ford is the greatest pass rusher in the National Football League. He's not the greatest pass rusher. Very good pass rusher, but he's a very one-dimensional type of player who, you know, is going to go out to San Francisco and get an opportunity to rush the passer, and I'm sure he'll have double-digit sacks. But by no means is D. Ford going to change the shape of the San Francisco 49ers like we saw Joe Montana change the face of the Kansas City Chiefs. Joe Montana was the guy who took the Chiefs from that meh football team kind of right there and gave them that, what is that, je ne sais quoi, as they like to say, gave them that credibility, gave them that belief, gave everybody the ability now to believe that the Chiefs were a real organization. He was the final piece of that puzzle. And then once they got Joe Montana here to Kansas City, Josh, it opened the floodgates and allowed guys like Marcus Allen to come here to Kansas City. And Marcus Allen's arrival in Kansas City was a direct reflection of Joe Montana coming here to Kansas City. You can hear all the background on the KC Bobcast at 610sports.com in my interview with Carl Peterson, who laid the whole thing out for us and basically said, if we didn't get Joe Montana, who knows where we would have been as a franchise. He set the groundwork for the Chiefs to become one of the best franchises in the NFL in the 1990s.
Yeah.
D. Ford is not going to do that and have that kind of impact on the San Francisco 49ers like Joe Montana did for the Kansas City Chiefs. Without Montana, the Marty and Carl program, Josh, may never take off. We don't know what happens if Joe Montana doesn't come here to Kansas City. It allowed him to get Marcus Allen. It allowed him to, you know, win games. It allowed him to be in the postseason. It allowed him to go to AFC Championship game. And who knows where this organization would have been if they didn't get out and go get Joe Montana. You can't make that same comparison for D. Ford. While D. Ford is a nice player, he is not a franchise game changer like Joe Montana is. And he's in the prime of his career. If the Chiefs thought he was going to be able to change a franchise and be one of those type of players, they never would have let him go out to San Francisco. Chiefs didn't believe in him as much as apparently the San Jose Mercury News is believing in them. And so they are thinking that he could have that same type of impact. He's not going to have that same type of impact.
I mean, it's interesting to think about, like, all the trades that have happened between Kansas City and San Francisco have been remarkable.
Yeah.
We're looking for marijuana.
From San Francisco's perspective, you hope you get something more in return. Really, like, trades kind of just open the door for other guys. And the Montana deal really just opened the door for Steve Young.
Yeah.
And the Alex Smith deal really just got you to be playing Colin Kaepernick. Got
right.
you to be playing your younger, perceived to be better quarterback at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you got any like great windfall for either one of those. And then the other funny part of this article, they pointed out, remember A.J. Jenkins for Jonathan Baldwin?
Yes, remember that
totally
trade?
I totally forgot about that. Yeah. They each swapped disappointing wide receivers.
And neither did anything.
Oh,
and
my God.
So they listed all these trades that have happened. They're like extra points. Two trades also that have a bearing on the current 49ers. They dealt quarterback Kenneth Acker to Kansas City in return for a 2018 seventh round.
Oh, that's goodness. Right. We got Acker.
So Kenneth Acker's also mentioned in this article.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, Steve Bono provided some dividends for the Chiefs that they didn't really, and they did get parlay some picks into J.J. Stokes. Pretty good in that regard.
Sure.
That was probably the better of the trades that they made with all three of those quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Getting J.J. Stokes was probably one of the better ones they
nice
had.
Nice wide receiver for a couple of years.
I don't think D. Ford's going to have quarterback impact.
No, I don't think so at all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.